I'm Nick Bollier, director and producer of My Omaha, which is a new documentary playing at Film Streams with a run starting October 17th. So the story of My Omaha started almost 10 years ago. It started as a look at the racial justice movement in Omaha, and particularly following the story of a few activists fighting to create change and awareness. But as the years kind of went by making the film, the country started to become more and more politically polarized at a national level to a degree that was also kind of affecting my own personal life. And so I decided to kind of embrace my own perspective in that way. I explored that by having this series of conversations with my dad. So the film ends up being kind of these two stories of looking at how Omaha is grappling with historic racial inequality. And it's also a look at this family dealing with intense political division within their lives.
I had lost my dad at a young age, so watching this film was kind of really emotional for me as well, just on a personal level. And it's something that I don't talk about very much. I'm just curious, what the process has been like getting the film out there with such a personal story attached to this larger issue.
So my dad died in 2020, and I've been working on this film ever since then. And when you're a filmmaker and you do that, you get a little bit removed from the weight of that loss to some degree. And then it kind of comes back around and hits you when you're actually playing the film and you're seeing how people respond to it. And you're like, oh yeah, this isn't just like a story, but real life, so it's been a bit of an adjustment. It's also very cathartic seeing how many people relate to that and how many people, come up to me and say like, oh, this story reminded me of my dad or of my uncle or my brother or something like that. So I think it's really speaking to a lot of people in that way, and also to how divided we are in many ways too, and how it's reminding people of those relationships.
How is that as a filmmaker spending so much time with this subject and with the changes since the film was shot to now, not only politically, but juxtaposing that with your personal life and not having your dad around that you could talk to about that?
The core spirit of the movie remains kind of no matter if the temperature gets hotter or gets colder politically. Because there was a period of time when I was making this film where I actually wondered if it was going to feel like dated or not as useful, because I thought maybe we were going to maybe overcome something politically, and kind of give back to what was like a pre-2016 norm or something, which just doesn't feel like it's ever going to happen. But I feel like a lot of us, I don't know, I do myself feel sometimes powerless about what we can do to make things better in the country when it comes to these huge forces of what's stoking the division. I think the one thing that you can do if you're someone trying to make a difference is just start with the people within your own life, by maintaining a dialogue with them, particularly if it's someone who you don't see eye to eye with. That's most important, because so quickly you can lose your humanity for the quote unquote other side if you unplug or disengage from them, because you're just going to get funneled all of the negative stuff about those people. So, I'm lucky that the film has actually brought me closer to some of my family, and even conservative members of my family, I think because they saw the real earnest nature of the movie.
What would you like to leave people with?
I would say, anyone who is invested in making Omaha a better place, and also anyone who's invested in the political future of this country, I think is going to get something out of Omaha. I made this movie for Omaha, and with Omaha in mind. And there's certain choices I made that I knew that only people who live in Omaha will understand and appreciate. And so, it's been cool to have gotten a really great reception around the country with film festivals, but I cannot wait for the Omaha premiere because I just know it's going to hit at a deeper level.
My Omaha is now playing at Film Streams. For KIOS, I'm Joshua Labure.